Culture and Development Meets Technology. I'm your host, Steven Chege. Let's get started. Today, let's talk about something that has been going on for the past 2 months. And this is very sad. We're talking about the fall of Afghanistan, to be precise, Kabul to the Taliban. This is really, really sad. On August 15th, 2021, the capital city of Afghanistan fell to Kabul after 3 months of fighting. This also came after the US withdrew at the operations in Afghanistan, where they have been fighting the Taliban for the past 20 years or so. So after, immediately after they withdrew, the Taliban started attacking and taking over cities around Afghanistan. And then in due time, the city of Kabul fell to the Taliban. This is actually sad because it has created a humanitarian disaster, and many people are fleeing. You have seen the images on TV. Many people are fleeing, and the desperation is just really, really heartbreaking. I just hope a solution is found, because this is just sad. This is another humanitarian crisis. As if they're not enough, you know, dealing with Ethiopia now, now Afghanistan is under the control of the Taliban. Then again, I won't, you know, give my opinion on what should happen or what how the Taliban should be treated. No, that's beyond me. I'm just talking about imagery is showing the Taliban how they captured Kabul, and it was in a matter of 3 months, which shocked the world, because the Afghan army just surrendered. They didn't even put up a fight. You'd think that they would put up a fight, but that's not the case. They surrendered immediately, and basically Taliban just walked in and took over Kabul. And some of the imagery there just shows you the level of desperation that this has caused, and number of people who have actually died because of this. Now people are fleeing, and it's just really, really sad. Thank you to Space Imagery from European Space Organization, which shows you the refugees flow. So refugees are going to Iraq, Iran, and basically the neighboring countries just to find help, because it's really desperate and people now live in fear. They don't know what the Taliban is gonna do. So if you check the link in the description box, you'll see some articles that are posted just showing you the desperation that this has caused, a humanitarian crisis, especially image, because they say an image speaks 1,000 words. The imagery is just heartbreaking, and especially the earth imagery, seeing the refugees being like they've been abandoned. So just have a look and just see how people are turning to GIS to find answers to this conflict, and what can be done now. Yeah, that's enough for today. See you in the next podcast. Take care and enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you.